Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the broadcast center on the Star phone this morning, an award-winning actor, a writer, a comedian. He does it all. Please say hello to Paul Reiser.
Yay!
That's the kind of excitement I'm looking for. Just exactly that.
We could make it even bigger if you'd like.
No, you know what? That's fine. It's early in the morning. That's about right.
Hooray!
Paul is doing some stand-up. Going to be at the St. George Theater in Staten Island.
Beautiful place.
That's on Saturday night. It's kind of, we always talk about the need for people who are comedians to do live stand-up. Even though you got about 16 different things going on, TV shows, movies, and everything else, but you still want to do stand-up.
Yeah, you know what? It is very important for comedians to do stand-up because if you just do it in your own house, it's not the same. I've done it.
Good point.
Yeah, it's just not as good. I mean, the dog looks at you and he laughs, but it's not the same. Yeah, you know what? I had taken a long time off, and I hadn't toured, hadn't gotten out at all. And a couple of years ago, when I got back into it, which I always meant to do, it just took me a long time. It was just so. It was so fun, and I had missed it so much, and there's nothing like it, you know. It's great to, this has been a fun couple of years, and I've done some fun TV projects and movies, but I don't know, it's just not as fun as you get out and you're
standing. Was it nerve-wracking, though, at the beginning when you first went back out there after not doing it for so long?
It wasn't nerve-wracking. It was, it's sort of like... But you're rusty, for sure. I mean, the first time, first year, uh-huh. It just took a while to get the muscle back. I always tell people it's like if you play ball and then you don't play for a couple of years, you still know how to do it, but the muscles don't fire in time.
talking to Paul Reiser, who's got, well, here's what we got so far. You got the movie you do it with Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Mila.
The
Spy Who Dumped
right,
Me.
You got that. That's out right now, correct?
That's out right now. Hurry up.
And you're coming. You're...
Before you miss it?
Yeah. It's only one time it's playing.
But you still had to do it.
Right.
And then you're coming back for season 3 of Stranger Things on Netflix with Dr. Owens on that. Everybody loves that
you're
show.
You're great in that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's a nice little popular television show.
And then aren't you doing the Romanoffs?
The Romanoffs, which is on Amazon. It comes out in next month. No, this month, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, October 12th. Yeah.
Yes, oh my goodness, we're here already, of course.
I know.
So you're doing a couple of different TV shows, you're doing a movie. Well, wait a minute, I'm not busy
enough. But then I say, you know what? I want to call Scott early in the morning. That's what I want to do.
I don't have enough to do.
No, I want to get up early and talk on the radio.
I'm not busy enough. I got to call the Goober DJ and
try to sell this crap.
Well, you know what? I find because you gotta get when you go. I've been doing performing and I go town to town to get people to actually get out of their homes,
right.
And then come to a show. I know for me, I don't know. Maybe it's just me being I'm lazy, but like I'll see somebody's coming to town or it's a band or a comedian and I'll love them and I go, whoa, they're coming next Tuesday. You want to go? Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, well, I should go.
I'd have to put on shoes.
Right.
I'd have to stand up.
Gotta
get
pants.
There's so many things you have to do.
Put on pants.
Warm the car.
So I don't take
gotta get
some
pants.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. So when people come to the show, I'm very tickled because I know that it didn't come easily. You got to get up. You got to put on shoes. You got to call a babysitter, whatever it is you got to do.
Have you ever done that thing where it sounded good to you? Yeah, I want to see them. They're great. And then the day of, your wife goes like this, we're going to the show tonight.
Oh, for God's sake.
Buddy, you kidding? Who came up with that idea?
Right.
You
right.
did.
Yeah, or you get there and you go, look, it's 8:05. We should probably leave now. Beat the crowd.
Right.
Yeah, but it's the first song. Yeah, I know, but let's be smart
about
it.
Want to get a head start.
Yeah. Well, but we don't have that. I tell people, come to my show. And I tell them all the time, here's my guarantee. If you come to the show, to my show Saturday at the St. George Theater, Staten Island, if you're not fully satisfied, what happened? I will come back next year, and I'll take you to see somebody funnier. So,
I'm going.
Yeah, you can't lose.
Phew,
wait a minute. I just thought about this, too. With all the reboots going on,
yes,
I'm sure somebody blew your call in and said, how'd you like to do Mad About You again? We just talked to Helen Hunt.
He doesn't have enough work to do, so he's got to do
Did somebody call you on that yet?
That we've talked about it because everybody did ask about it. So
you're the last show that hasn't rebooted.
We're holding out. That was such a great show.
We're holding out.
We might do it. You know, for years we always joked that we would never ever do it because we were very happy with the way we ended it. We did everything we wanted to do. Yep. We landed the plane. And then, you know, it just landed. It was fine.
Right.
And then everybody started talking about it. And the more we talked about it, we said, actually,
we could
it kind of be fun. It would kind of be fun to play together. And we thought, there's actually some stories to tell. Because to do it, you know, unless there was a good reason. So we actually, after a couple of lunches, we said, yeah, you know what? Sure. Let's go figure out. Let's see if we can do it. And then the studio said, great, hang on a second. Let us figure out how to do it.
We'll get back to you.
So what are you going to, if you do that, what's going to go? Netflix,
your
Amazon?
Books. He's also books, written books.
The movie or the Prince George Theater?
Well,
St. George.
I'm going to be honest with you. The first thing I cut out is calling you every morning. That's going to stop. That's going to stop right here.
Huh?
There's only so much we can do.
I called those guys. They grilled me, and then they hung up on me.
But now, and by the way, I heard you talking about the fall weather, which I'm so happy about. I appreciate that.
It's going to be great.
We don't have that. I'm in California.
Yeah, you don't.
And you don't get to wear a sweater. Yeah, I have sweaters, and then you wake up at 7:30, you go, hey, might be chilly. And you get dressed like you think it's October. And then, like, 10 o'clock, it's 97 degrees.
Go up to San Francisco. You always have to have a sweater there.
Yes. You got to go up there. I can't wait to get back and play in New York. Things are funnier in New York. I don't know why.
There's plenty of things that are funny here, believe me. So, are you still in your bed?
I beg your pardon?
Are you still in your bed?
No, I heard you. I just don't know where you get the moxie. The nerve.
Oh, he's got it. Trust me.
He's got moxie.
No, I'm up. I woke up extra early because, you know, like we do every morning. You don't always put it on the air, but tell them the truth. I call every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Get out of here. I had enough of you.
Whisper sweet nothing.
See, now you throw him out.
St. George Theater, Staten Island, Saturday night. Got a couple of tickets left. Ticketmaster.com. And we'll see you when you want to plug Mad About You.
We'll see you. And if you have nothing to do Friday night, I'm at the Paramount in Peekskill. Come on down and hope to see you all there.
Very cool. And the Romanoffs. Don't forget to watch
them. And the Romanoffs, whenever you feel like it. There's no rush with that.
You know, you're a two-call kind of guy. It takes two calls to get all your crap.
Call back, exactly.
See you later.
Thanks,
man. Bye, Paul. Reiser.
What a great guy.
Funny fella.
Yeah,
he was great in Whiplash. You know, when he does a serious role, he does
terrific. With J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was good. He can do it all, man. Remember my theory? Comedians can become actors overnight.
Right. Yeah.
Makes no difference. Look at Mall Cop.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.